Poxy.com.
This is Chris from Poxy Webster here, Change to the Gorgeous Tory Tate. So I'll begin with my first question. So how was the experience of being in Cyprus?
Oh my gosh. Best experience probably of my life, hands down. A lot of fun because I got to do what I enjoy doing. I was able to film a documentary, produce it, edit, film, kind of everything that I find fascinating. And then I was able to explore a beautiful country as well. I mean, this was the first time I'd ever crossed the Atlantic. So it was really neat to be able to go there and spend 5 weeks and just really get a feel for that country instead of just being there on vacation.
That's cool. So I'm guessing,
yeah. So
I'm guessing you gained a lot out of it.
I did. I feel like I gained a lot of skills with working with people. I didn't realize how on so many different levels. I was there with a team of 8 and our skill levels were very, very different. Some had never even worked a camera. Some were, you know, amazing editors. And so it was just interesting. And I think I gained skills of working with people and learning to compromise, learning to make decisions as a team. And I was one of the team leaders, which was really great. So I got to help kind of direct where we were going to go with everything. And then, of course, I was there with 41 other American students who were studying at the University of Nicosia as well. So I also, you know, learned to get along with people that I had just met, which, I mean, is a lot of fun. And it turned out great. Learned how to travel in foreign countries by myself. So I feel like I gained a whole new confidence as far as traveling alone. It was definitely a wonderful experience with people and traveling and just everything.
Cool. So how did the option to come up to Cyprus come about?
It's kind of crazy. I've been trying to go for about 2 years now, and it's through the University of Tennessee where I'm going to school, and this is my last semester coming up. So once, you know, this semester's done, I won't have a chance to do it again. So I finally just sucked it up, found a way to do it financially and jumped on board and was like, all right, let's just go in, you know, feet first, let's do this. So just with school, kind of my last opportunity to take it, and I did.
Cool. So what do you hope to learn from your last semester of your degree or your college, whatever you call it, Sam?
Well, this semester is kind of funny. I've got one journalism class, which will be like media diversity. So I'll be learning a lot of that. As far as classes go, I'm really just trying to fill the hours I need to graduate. So I will be learning how to scuba dive and how to ballroom dance and about religion in other parts of the world. And what else am I taking? Family diversity. So classes aren't really journalism-based. Outside of classes, I would hope to be anchoring for UT's news program. So I'm going to try out for that and hopefully gain a resume tape so that when I graduate and start applying for jobs, someone will hire me.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So
we'll see how it goes.
Exactly. So what do you think are some of the best things you've learned from being in college?
Oh, what I've learned from being in college. I think one of the biggest things is that I've learned how to live, how to just enjoy life on my own. You know, when you're a kid, you don't have as much responsibility. I loved life as a child and just had so much fun playing outside. And it's interesting to try and take that and turn it into like adulthood of saying, okay, I have all these responsibilities. Well, how do I still live the way I want to and be an adult with it and a kid at the same time? And I think college has also taught me, you know, what I want to do in life. It's given me a chance to explore other options. So it's been really good.
So do you think, because the Washington Post has just been sold off to the owner of Amazon, do you think that the internet has made it hard for newspapers to survive in this climate?
Yes and no. I think it will be hard for newspapers to thrive, but I think that they are going to find a way to do it. They seem to be very determined. You can see with the New York Times has put up a paywall and they've been working on that, fixing bugs on it so that people actually have to pay. And I think if they can get the news right and relevant and do it in a particular way by incorporating other forms of media besides just articles, then yes, I think the newspaper will survive. As far as being print, I don't think so. I think they're going to have to go mostly online. There are still people who enjoy print. I think print might live locally, with small town newspapers potentially or something like that. But as far as like Washington Post, New York Times and all them, I think the internet is where they're going to thrive, and they're going to have to put up paywalls and things like that in order to survive.
Do you think bloggers and people making their own sites, like the making their own editorial comments and stuff, do you think that hasn't helped as well? Like, because anyone could be a journalist now if they want.
Yeah, that does throw in some weird quirks, I guess, because you do have all these bloggers posting and writing about stuff, and a lot of them are credible. I think that's one thing that the public is going to have to really focus on is, where are these sources coming from? Because, you know, if Joe down the road, like, starts writing a blog about world news, well, what if we don't know him? Where is he coming from? Like, does he have a degree in this? Is he, you know, a world traveler? Or is he just getting this from other links? And so I think as a journalist, that's where we really have to take a step back and look at our skills, what we've learned, what we've honed in on, and how to incorporate that as far as just blogging. We need to take it to the next level and be a little more serious about it. But yeah, I think blogging does throw in a curveball for us as well to try and work around.
Do you think things like WikiLeaks is sort of helping getting news out there, or has it just been a pain?
Well, that's a great question. I actually wrote one of my law papers on the WikiLeaks, and I think that it's helpful with information. I'm really glad that, I think Manning was his last name, that he was found not guilty in aiding the enemy, because I don't think he did. As far as being convicted under the Espionage Act, there was nothing really terrible that was released, mostly just emails and stuff, and I think it's helping. We need, some of these documents need to be seen by people if we're going to be, you know, especially here in the United States, if we're going to be a democratic society, we have to know what's going on. And if, you know, if the government's not going to release documents in order for us to have knowledge to vote properly, then they're in the wrong. And I think WikiLeaks proves that, is that there's stuff that needs to be released that we do need to know about in order to maintain what we stand for. So, no, I'm actually okay with WikiLeaks.
Because it's funny, because like America's all up, the government's all up in arms about Edward Snowden, and I'm like, you know what, he did a good thing, because no one likes to be spied on.
No, not at all, and that's, you know, that's a huge debate over here, especially with the NSA, talking about all this hacking and doing phone taps and just crazy going into this. I think it's a debate that's going to become much, much bigger here in the next year or so.
Yeah, because it didn't help News of the World, no longer as a newspaper, so it won't help the government.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah, so what do you think of sites like The Dirty and all those celebrity blogging websites and the ones that basically sort of seem to trash on people? Like, well, The Dirty seems to trash on just random women and they exposés, and I don't think it helps, but what's your opinion on them?
Like those, like, gossip exposés, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like The Dirty.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I guess that's not really news or journalism. That's just trash.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, if it's a biography or something, you know, influential or interesting or it has an impact, then people need to know. As far as just slandering someone, that's nothing. I mean, technically, that's illegal, I guess, here, if you want to get into all that. But yeah, no, that's not interesting at all.
Well, you're a gorgeous woman, so are you comfortable with your body?
Yes. Well, yes and no. I think, like all women, you know, we have insecurities about certain things, certain areas. But as far as me, yes, I, you know, if if I'm not happy with something, then I take a step back. I'm like, okay, well, what, you know, I'm eating healthy, I'm eating right, I'm fine. Like, I don't really worry about weight too much or anything. I haven't really ever thought about plastic surgery as well. Just enjoy being me and take it or leave it. I mean, I think being insecure with your body is very easy to do as a woman. It's hard to be secure. So I like to, you know, God made me this way, and I like to keep it this way as long as possible. Now, if I'm older and need a tuck or two, then maybe that's understandable. But no, I'm pretty secure.
So there are a lot of. So would you ever start your own online program?
Yeah, I could. I don't know. I guess I never really thought about that, but that would be very interesting. I kind of thought about getting back into blogging. I did a beauty blog a little bit a couple years ago and got busy, and I'd like to start something like that back up, and maybe, I mean, who knows, it could end up turning into an online program of some sort.
So what would we find you listening to at the moment?
What was that?
What would we find you listening to at the moment?
Oh, well, ever since I got back from Cyprus, I've been kind of on a techno kick. And so I've been listening to a lot of DJs, like Steve Aoki and Alyssa. I even got into some Bass Hunter again back from like 2009. What else? Zed, they've been popular over here, so I've been enjoying that. Of course, like some of the top 40 music. I'm trying to think what else. I just listened to some old school Kelly Clarkson while I was getting ready today.
That's cool.
But no, mostly back into the techno and European scene, and DJ music is kind of where I'm at right now. At least that's on my top playlist. Icona Pop, I've been jamming out to them when I run lately too.
That's cool.
So, yeah.
So how often do you run?
I run pretty much every day.
That's cool.
I really enjoy it. It's a good workout, but it's also a good time to think about things, like to get up in the morning and do like a little devotional or something, and then jump on, put my shoes on and head outside and run. I live in the mountains right now, so I get to enjoy like trail running and stuff like that. So I do a couple miles a day with the dogs.
That's cool. So what are some of your guilty secret listening places that no one knows about?
Oh, no. No one knows about. I don't know. I'm pretty open book most of the time. Guilty secrets. Do I have any? I don't know. I don't really... I guess I don't have anything too bad. No?
That's all right.
Well, I'm trying to think. Nothing really. Like I said, pretty open about everything.
That's a good way to be. So, what have you seen recently? Movies or television shows that you've really enjoyed?
Okay, so I went to the movies last night and I saw We're the Millers with Jennifer Aniston and Jason Sudeikis. So funny! Oh my gosh, I haven't laughed like that in a really long time. So that was definitely a good one. What else have I seen lately? Oh, the new Great Gatsby. I really liked that one. What else? And like TV shows, I've been watching like 30 Rock on Netflix. I've been kind of catching up on that. I watched I'm huge into documentaries. So I just finished Ken Burns' documentary on Prohibition.
He's fantastic.
That was really interesting.
There's a really good documentary if you can find it, called Independent America. It's all about mom and pop stores and how big
really
has sort of destroyed them. I interviewed the producer, director, dude a few years back, and it's really interesting to watch because you learn about how some of these small towns are trying to survive without big business. And basically, there's one town they own their own department store, so all these local people in this town they all own a share in this like cooperative department store, which is it's really
cool. Yeah. Kind of like old school America.
Yeah.
Before Walmart and Target hopped on.
But then
That's
there's plenty to go
interesting.
around.
And then, yeah, I'll have to look that one up.
Yeah. So what is next for yourself?
Next, great question. I feel like with graduation, that's a very big one that I've been asked. So last semester of school, I will graduate and then find a job. I would like to continue doing some modeling stuff. I kind of was on hiatus there for like about a year. Didn't do quite as many gigs. So I'd like to get back into that, find some work. And then once I graduate, I would love to move either California. Like I said, I just got back from there and I love it out there. And but hopefully find a job. If not, I would love to move overseas, maybe find something over there. Really, it's just whatever comes my way. I would like to be doing something in journalism, hopefully. If not, then I'll just keep writing and blogging or doing videos or something to start, keep the skills going. But yeah, I want an adventure, I guess, after I graduate, to say the least, something. I'm just not sure exactly what is going to be thrown my way. So I guess we'll find out in a few months.
That is cool. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it. Love
No problem.
you're a gorgeous woman.
No,
I'd
it's
like to
great
listen to
talking
you.
with you.
Parksy.com.